it took a longer time to get somewhere, didn't it? So
in a buggy or wagon.
Usually yeah. took your time.
Yep. Surely did.
I was asking you about chicken. When you ate a chicken, was there a piece that people loved to eat and pull the bone apart?
What do you call it? We called it the wishbone.
Okay.
And everybody would fight for the wishbone because they want to pull it and wish something, you see.
And the larger bone meant what? The larger piece meant?
The largest piece meant you lost. The smallest piece you won.
Okay. Did you have a name for the one of the smallest piece or the
no,
bone?
No, we just had fixed it that way, I guess.
Did you ever take parts of the inside parts of the chicken and cook them up or anything?
Cut it up fine.
Yes, ma'am, and make
sandwiches out of it. Yeah, it makes good sandwich.
You ever have liver and lights or?
You have a chicken have liver, but the lights are no good. We never did save the lights. I don't care for liver, chicken liver. I don't care about that.
Okay. Any other parts of a pig or a hog or a calf that you'd eat when you kill them?
Sure. You eat the liver and you eat the tripe and I'm talking about the inside, the liver and the tripe, the heart and the. A lot of people ate the spleen and the kidneys, but we never did fool with that. A hog or a cow is the same, you see.
When you took wheat flour and baked it in loaves, you made
light bread.
Did you make any other kinds of bread out of flour?
Well, you made you made biscuits. I made enough of those. And
you'd make them rise with
the biscuits with baking powder. And you could use flour for a good many things. You see, you'd use pancakes and different kind of ways you could use flour, you see. George said he was telling you what a roux was this morning when he called me.
Yeah.
People love roux out this way. And you make that with flour.
You use a roux and a gumbo, right?
In a stew or something like that, you know.
What sort of things would you put in a stew?
Well, in a stew, you can make different stews. You can make, like, you can make a stew with peas, butter beans, and potatoes, Irish potatoes. Plenty of people made stew with sweet potatoes, but I know it. I didn't want that. And, a lot of things you could make a stew with.
Okay.
A lot of vegetables. Turnips.
When you're making, cutting up greens, or when you're making a gumbo, what would you put in a gumbo?
You put onions and if you have shallot, you know, the
small
top.
Fresh onions?
There's a fresh one just coming up, you see, you use those tops in that. You use onion, you use a pepper. And